And from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Juneau's representative at this year's statewide Miss Alaska pageant placed third overall and received the coveted Miss Congeniality Award. Honor Miller Austin sat down with KTOO's Chloe Plesnick to discuss her experience and future in pageantry.
So, Honor, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I want to start with just asking you to tell us a little bit about your background. Were you raised in Juneau?
Yes, I was born and raised in Juneau and haven't left ever. I just go on little vacations here and there, but mostly a Juneau girl.
There can sometimes be a little bit of a mixed perception, I think, in media about what pageantry is. Is there something that you wish people understood better about it?
Yeah, I think that it was also kind of one of those things where I felt it was very surface level, and I was very nervous to be the pageant girl. But going there and experiencing that is way different than actually what you see on social media or any sort of, like, stigma surrounding pageantry is very false. A lot of the women really do want to help and change the world and, like, make differences in their community and then kind of reach out to a bigger problem. So it's really fun and interesting and a deeper meaning than just being a pageant girl.
I love that. So you were awarded the title Miss I'm going to butcher this.
Congeniality.
Congeniality. Okay. What does the title of Miss Congeniality mean to you?
I think that it really helped me realize that I was actually a really big positive energy towards the girls and the pageant, and kind of really experiencing the event for the first time made me, I don't know, I think it's a good title for just like positivity all around. And I think that that's what I try to aspire to be in real life as well as like in other women's lives, because it's really important to like encourage others to do their best and be who they are. And so for that, for me to win, that was really big.
So it's my potentially outdated perception that most pageant contestants have some kind of special skill or, you know, a cause that they advocate for. Do you have a special skill or a cause that you showcased?
Yeah, so we had a, I think it was called a platform, and my platform was Better Than Yesterday. And so it's a mental health platform that surrounded like trying to bring light to making sure others are aware that we are trying to advocate for mental health and how to get everyone better healthcare access and able to make sure that they, I suppose, can be less ashamed of how they handle their mental health and how we get access to those resources and stuff like that. But I think that that was a lot of women's platform this year, is just like bringing more awareness to mental health.
That's fantastic, especially in this state where we really struggle with that, with seasonal depression, whether people realize it or not.
Yeah.
So what kind of impact did this year's experience have on you personally?
I think that it impacted me in a way where I realized the confidence that I was suppressing for so long by like being insecure and like really underappreciated of myself and my own kind of, I don't know, life, I suppose. Like I just work and I'm very humble. And then I really exuded this confidence after the pageant that I like didn't realize existed until now.
So definitely an empowering experience.
Yes.
That's awesome. So will you participate in future pageants?
Yes. Next year, we're going to try again for Miss Alaska USA, and hopefully we take home the title. But I mean, no pressure there. Just kind of really excited for the experience in itself. Again, it was just one of those things where I didn't realize how fun it was until you get there and you're around these women that are actually really trying to make a difference.
Definitely. Well, we look forward to hearing more about what you do in your future. Thank you so much for making Juneau so proud.
Thank you.
That was Miss Juneau, Honor Miller Austin, speaking with KTOO's Chloe Plesnick. The state's Board of Game unanimously struck down a proposal that would have required young hunters in Southeast to complete an education course to be able to hunt on their own in the vast majority of the region. The board decided that the change could cause too much red tape in remote areas and unfairly limit subsistence hunters while costing too much for the state's Fish and Game Department. KRBD's Reagan Miller has more.
The proposal would have required all Southeast area hunters born after January 1st, 2010, to be certified through an education course to hunt alone. Without that certification, they'd have to hunt with someone born before that date or someone already certified through the new course. This would have applied to game management units 1 through 5. That's almost all of Southeast, including Ketchikan, Prince of Wales Island, Juneau, Petersburg, Wrangell, Haines, Skagway, Yakutat, Pelican, Hoonah, and Ingoon. The proposal was brought forward by the Juneau Douglas Advisory Committee. Kevin Meyer is the committee's chair. He told KRBD the idea started with a committee member who volunteers as a hunter education instructor.
He really sees the value in the program, thinks that it's a good avenue to introduce youth to hunting. and to do so in a safe way. And so, yeah, he's been a big advocate. When we met in the spring, he put that proposal through, and we're happy to support him and happy to support that idea.
Meyer says his group is aware of all the ways Juneau differs from the rest of the region.
We're aware that it's easy to sit in the capital with, you know, relatively stable broadband and access to all the resources that we enjoy in Juneau and advocate for this. We think it's a great program.
Meyer says his committee was realistic about their expectations and didn't expect it to get past the board.
We also recognize that there are some concerns for accessibility, and I think there's also some interesting sort of cultural issues too. You know, like I think in villages, you learn different ways and you learn through different methods, and we don't intend or want to undo those or undercut those in any way.
Sitka area biologist Steve Bethune explained the proposal to the Board of Game during Saturday's deliberations.
While the department is in favor of certification courses to educate hunters and decrease firearm incidents, the logistical barriers of Southeast Alaska would make it extremely difficult to reach every hunter who would be required to complete hunter education under this regulation. Normally diligent subsistence users who live in units 1 through 5 may find it difficult to comply due to these logistics, and thus the reasonable opportunity to take an animal for subsistence uses may be hindered.
He says the state's Department of Fish and Game already has a hunter education program with 8 staffers and 500 volunteers, but that might not be enough to meet the demand that the requirement would cause, especially for communities off the road system where travel is expensive and weather-dependent much of the year. Stosh Hoffman of Bethel is the board's vice chair. He expressed concern about families that rely on hunting.
In some of these very rural areas, having someone require them to get a license to feed their families is kind of contradictive. It just doesn't flow, sit well with me. In fact, it could cause a lot of harm if we required that, so I'm not in support of it.
Member Jake Fletcher of Talkeetna worried the regulation would prevent elders from passing on traditional knowledge.
In this state, we're really unique. I think we depend on our elders in our community to impart a lot of this knowledge onto our youth and take them out, and it's really important.
Ultimately, the board had too many concerns to pass the proposal and unanimously voted against it.
Final action on proposal number 1, Mr. Hoffman.
No.
Mr. Cooney.
No.
Mr. Brett.
No.
Mr. Keough.
No.
Ms. Cusack.
No.
Mr. Fletcher.
No.
Chairman Burnett.
No.
Proposal fails 0-7.
But despite voting the proposal down, the board wasn't against increased hunter education, especially for youth. Wasilla-based member Lynn Keough shared an idea.
When I was in elementary school, I went through hunter ed in school. So it seems like it'd be at least worth the conversation for the department to get with the various school districts around Alaska and see if maybe if they can offer the program and kind of carry the ball there.
Saturday was the beginning of the Board of Game's deliberations on game proposals from all over Southeast Alaska. The hunter education proposal was the first deliberation the group took up, as it was at the top of the list of proposals affecting multiple regions. The board meeting runs through Tuesday in Ketchikan. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.
And the Alaska Marine Highway System ferry Lituya will be out of service until at least February 1st. That's according to the State Transportation Department, which made the announcement a week after the boat stopped making runs to Metlakatla. Shannon McCarthy, a spokesperson for the Alaska Department of Transportation, says the boat has a generator engine failure. McCarthy says technicians were looking at the boat on Saturday and will have more information on the repairs in the coming days. The Inter-Island Ferry Authority, which is a small regional ferry line, will continue to fill in for the Lituya while it's sidelined. There will not be a disruption to the sailing schedule to Prince of Wales Island. And as for the weather, there's a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. Heavy precipitation is expected Tuesday and Wednesday. Up to 3 inches of rain are expected. But for now, it's 40 degrees and overcast in Juneau. More rain is on the forecast for tonight, and it looks like about 100% chance of rain through Thursday. There may be a little bit of sun on Friday, but that's pretty far out there. Highs are in the low to mid-40s, and lows are hovering around 40 degrees this week. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Krumrie. Go to ktoo.org for more local, regional, and statewide stories.